I'm Israel Hale with New Media Broadcasters. Welcome back to Insight. U.S. Attorney Jesse Laslovich and his team have recently gotten two convictions on meth and fentanyl dealers that were affecting Hill County as well as reservations in our listening area. I talked to him last time about who was being targeted specifically, and he told me that it was the Indian reservations mostly being targeted here. Today I continue my conversation with Laslovich to find out why he thinks that the Indian reservations are particularly vulnerable to this type of targeting.
All, I would say most, if not all, of the drugs that are coming to the reservations and then around Hill County, in and around Hill County, are coming from outside the state. And you appropriately called that out with these two cases in Rodriguez and Left Hand, who had sources outside of the state, and were utilizing those to bring in the drugs to the reservations. And then importantly, and I think this is lost on a lot of folks, they have the local distributors, and indeed in Left Hand's case, she was responsible for recruiting some of those local distributors, and they're critical to the operation because they have the relationships. They are living on the reservation or living in Hill County, for example, or in Left Hand's case, off of Crow and then Yellowstone County and Northern Cheyenne. That's a big part of it where, yeah, they're getting the supply from outside and then they're utilizing the people who are either addicted themselves and they're dealing to fund their addiction, or they're doing it to make money and are not users themselves. One, you have people who are dealing to try to make money, to your point. They are in poverty and need to make ends meet. And then the other piece of it, too, of course, is some of these folks are using because of their impoverished state. In other words, they want to, and I've used this, one of previous law enforcement colleague has said that, they, you know, folks who use, you know, you become numb to go to a different place, right? I don't use, haven't used these drugs, but clearly there's a reason for people who try them initially and then continue to use because of, you know, whatever it is they have going on in their life is not making them happy or fulfilled. So I think being in poverty contributes to that, of course, as well, where people are using to go to a different place, so to speak.
Stay tuned for future insights as I continue this conversation with U.S. Attorney Jesse Laslovich. For the last 7 episodes of Insight, go to HighlineToday.com and click on the News Podcast tab. I'm Israel Hale with New Media Broadcasters. Thank you for listening to Insight.